This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Earlier, we spoke with New York educator Argos Gonzalez about his use of mindfulness in the Bronx classroom. Mindfulness is being integrated in schools all across the country with students from all kinds of socioeconomic brackets. But does it work the same in all districts? Erin Wu is founder of the White Pine Montessori School in Bethlehem, New Hampshire. There she teaches mindfulness techniques in her classroom and in her community. So we invited her to tell us more about what mindfulness looks like in a small New Hampshire town. Erin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Give us a little bit about the background of mindfulness as it is practiced today.
Well, mindfulness has its roots in Buddhism, but as it's practiced today, it's a completely secular practice. Jon Kabat-Zinn in the late 1970s extracted some of the teachings from Buddhism and drew on some other traditions as well, but really wanted to pull it out of any kind of religious background, because he wanted to make it accessible to people who would never try going on a Buddhist retreat.
So why bring it into the classroom?
Well, when Jon Kabat-Zinn started teaching mindfulness, it was in a hospital setting. So it was a way of treating patients who were not responding well to other medical care, or for whom medicine had done as much as it was going to be able to and were suffering from chronic pain or other long-term issues. So that's a great thing, but why not back it up and bring it to children as early as possible before there are these long-term health issues, as a way of fostering more happiness, more well-being, ways of dealing with the stress that children have?
Well, any particular challenges to teaching mindfulness to little ones whose, you know, brains sort of skitter around like little butterflies anyway?
Well, that's an excellent question. I teach to a variety of ages, starting with preschool all the way up through adults. So talking about the young ones, they are drawn to it. In some ways, children are more mindful than probably you or I will ever be, because they are so completely in the moment. So they're kind of already there, but they don't have access to it when they need it, when it might help them. Are there challenges? Certainly. It's difficult for children when they're first learning to settle down quietly, but I find that over time that they do.
How do you get them to settle down? Tell us about some of your techniques for getting a child to participate in mindfulness meditation.
Well, if you're talking about the preschool ones that I work with, I start very slowly, but really on the first day of school, I introduce something called bubble breaths, which I learned from a yoga teacher years ago. So I bring little bottles of bubbles into the classroom, and we open them up. And of course, children think this is wonderful because you don't blow bubbles inside. But we blow bubbles as a means of understanding that gentle breath that's required to blow a bubble, and not a heavy breath that would just break the bubble before it goes out of the wand. So we blow bubbles, and then we put our wands away and we blow imaginary bubbles. And then eventually we put the pretend bottle and wand down and continue blowing breaths. And so this is just a way of starting to focus attention on the breath. And so it's kind of a playful way to bring it to children. They love make-believe things.
How about for adults, someone listening who wants to begin a mindfulness practice?
Well, I guess there would be two things I would suggest. One is that you can do it anytime, anywhere. So you could sit in a chair right in this very moment and bring your attention to your breath. You could sit upright, being comfortable, not rigid, and just bring your attention to your breath. You might feel it most strongly in your belly, your chest, in your nose. Wherever you feel it, bring your attention there. You'll probably notice that the mind wanders pretty quickly away. And this is not a problem. This is just what happens. And so each time you notice the breath has wandered is a moment of mindfulness. And this is great. So you bring the attention back. So it's this gentle process. So you could do this for a minute. You could do it for 5 minutes. It doesn't really matter. So that's one way. And then another is, I think it's really helpful to have a teacher to guide you. So this course that I mentioned that Jon Kabat-Zinn started teaching in the 1970s is still available almost anywhere in the country now at most major hospitals. It's called Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction, and it's a big, broad exposure with a big time commitment, but a wonderful way of learning about it.
Well, I can just feel myself slowing down listening to you.
That's great.
But a lot of people are frightened off by this idea of mindfulness meditation, you know, that it's even a word that makes them think, oh, you know, I have to think about one more thing or whatever. One of the ways that I've heard it described is just paying attention. Does that work for you?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, so pay attention. That's a great idea. But then the next moment, the mind is off and wandering. So in some ways, to say pay attention can feel like, okay, it's one more thing. How do I pay attention, as you say? I don't even have time as it is now, and I keep forgetting. So I guess there's this big part of mindfulness which holds compassion as a big part of it. And so can I be compassionate and understand that my life is as it is and that I'm very busy? I live in a culture that's moving at a very fast pace. And can I just take the moments as they come? Because we can't force ourselves to be mindful. But if we set this intention of, yes, this is something I want to move toward, little by little, those moments will start to increase. Just setting this intention, I want to be mindful, is a huge part of it.
Well, you've been practicing this for some time. There are now teams at Google who are doing mindfulness meditation. General Mills has made it part of its practice. Tim Ryan, the congressman, has his staff do it. And there is some criticism about this idea that it makes you more functional, you know, selling it as you'll do better at business or in your life, you'll be more successful. Is mindfulness meditation at risk of getting a bad name as some kind of hokey fad?
Well, I think there certainly is the risk of that. And I guess I feel two ways about it. On the one hand, yes, it can get watered down and it can be seen as this quick fix and as a fad. And when that happens, I think it does a disservice to the overall understanding of what mindfulness is. But that said, people at Google learning how to take a breath in their lives and focus more, I don't see that as really problematic. I think it's great that so many people know of it now and are interested in learning more.
Well, thank you for pausing with us today.
Well, thank you. I very much enjoyed talking with you.
Erin Wu, she's founder of the White Pine Montessori School. That's in Bethlehem, New Hampshire. And you can find more about MBSR, including a link to see Erin's TEDx talk. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org.